Now, if only Robert's brothers would be so accommodating. Glacial as his progress was, still Renly Baratheon crept north and east with his huge southern host, and scarcely a night passed that Tyrion did not dread being awakened with the news that Lord Stannis was sailing his fleet up the Blackwater Rush. "Well, it would seem I have a goodly stock of wildfire, but still—" The sound of some hubbub in the street intruded on his worries. Tyrion peered out cautiously between the curtains. They were passing through Cobbler Square, where a sizable crowd had gathered beneath the leather awnings to listen to the rantings of a prophet. A robe of undyed wool belted with a hempen rope marked him for one of the begging brothers. "Corruption!" the man shouted shrilly. "There is a warning! Behold the Father Scourge!" He pointed at the fuzzy red wound in the sky. From this vantage, the distant castle on Aegon's high hill was directly behind him, with the comet hanging forebodingly over its towers. "A clever choice of stage," Tyrion reflected. "We have become swollen, bloated, foul, brother couples with sister in the bed of kings, and the fruit of their incest keepers in his palace to the piping of a twisted little monkey demon. Highborn ladies fornicate with fools and give birth to monsters.